can be theft of personally identifiable information, or PII. Integrity. This prevents unauthorized write access to data. Availability. This ensures that data is accessible for regular business use. Disclosure, alteration, and destruction. Disclosure is the unauthorized release of information. Alteration is the unauthorized alteration of data. Destruction is the process of rendering data or systems unavailable. Identify and authentication. Identify on its own is a claim. Authentication is done by supplying a collection of information only you possess. This can be a password or a passport. Authorization. This is the set of actions carried out once identification and authentication has been done. It may be reading, writing, or executing files or programs. Accountability. Accountability seeks to hold users responsible for the actions they take. Enforcing accountability keeps people sincere in their actions. Accountability itself is usually done by logging and carrying out data audit analysis. Non-repudiation. Non-repudiation means a user cannot deny to have performed a specific transaction. Integrity and authentication are needed for non-repudiation to occur. Least privilege and need to know. In least privilege, only a limited access of the needed access is granted to users for means for the users to get their job done. Need to know means the user is required to know the specific information before accessing it. Subjects and objects. A subject is an active entity within a data system. Subjects can be people accessing data and can also be a computer program with access to the database. An object, on the other hand, is passive and cannot manipulate other subjects within the database. Examples are documents on physical paper and text files. Defense in depth. Defense in depth is also called layered defense. It involves the use of multiple safeguards to protect an asset and improve its information security. Legal and regulatory issues. In order to avoid legal issues surrounding information systems, data, and applications, information security professionals need to understand the concepts described in the next section. Compliance with laws and regulations. This is a priority for both information security management and organizations. Knowledge of the law is essential so as not to break the law. Major legal systems. In today's global economy, understanding common legal concepts and major legal systems is a necessity. Legal systems provide the framework upon which information system laws are built. Civil, common, and religious law forms the world's major legal systems. Civil law. This is the standard, major legal frameworks in many countries. This law uses codified laws and statutes to establish the limits of the law. Here, the legislature makes the law, and the judiciary interprets the law. Common law. This is the legal system used in most former British colonies and the United Kingdom. Religious and customary law. Here, religious doctrine serves as the primary source of legal statutes and interpretation. Amongst the prominent religions, Islam is the most widespread source of religious legal systems, for example, the Sharia law system. Customary law. This legal system is characterized by the prevalence of widely accepted customs within a group. These customs are treated as laws and over time may be formally made into law in a more traditional sense. Criminal, civil, and administrative law. Within the common law, there are various branches. Criminal law. Crimes against individuals and, in a broader sense, society are punished under criminal law. Criminal law is used to promote as well as maintain an upright citizenry by punishing offenders. In criminal cases, the burden of proof must be beyond reasonable doubt. Civil law. This is a major legal system in the world, and it's associated with the common law legal system. Tort law is the largest source of lawsuits seeking damages which result from an individual's negligence of duty. Administrative law. Administrative or regulatory law are compliance measures mandated by the government and enacted by the executive arm of the government in the U.S. Examples include FCC regulations, FDA regulations,